Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, in season 8, we are talking about sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity, and the title of our episode today is The Fantasy That F's You Up, Understanding Courtship Disorder. You've heard me reference courtship disorder before on this podcast, and there are 12 dimensions, actually, of courtship disorder. That's what Patrick Carnes says. And if you're not familiar with Pat Carnes, we really kind of call him the godfather of sexual addiction and compulsivity because he was the pioneer of better understanding this behavioral addiction and really the trauma that occurs in childhood that leads to sexual dysfunction and sexual addiction. So he's done great work. He talks about courtship disorders in a few of his books. And I think I also mentioned him in our previous season, season 7, we were talking about betrayal trauma because he wrote the book, The Betrayal Bond, and it is excellent. Facing the Shadows is a book that we work from, and Out of the Shadows is the book that was written that led to Facing the Shadows, the workbook for people in early recovery. Actually, in my private practice, we have task groups, and in those task groups for individuals in the early stages of recovery from sexual compulsivity, they work through a lot of the elements and tasks that were introduced by Patrick Carnes. So, I mean, he's amazing. There's also a really good article that was written by Andrew J. Bauman, that's spelled B-A-U-M-A-N, and he wrote an article called A Pornographic Style of Relating, and these are good reads. They're very interesting, and I like it because they really do help us understand all of the elements of this disease and understand the dis-ease that leads to acting out behaviors and disease. Okay, so we definitely want to take a look at courtship disorders. We want to take a look at a pornographic style of relating, which leads to courtship disorders, of course, like we discussed in a previous episode, because it's not helping us understand and adopt and appreciate our healthy and authentic sexual selves. It is taking us further outside and away from that. Okay? Very important. So the fantasy that F's you up. Let's talk about the fantasy first. Okay? This is a little bit of a, you know, different topic, but especially for people who are, you know, going to SLAA meetings for sex and love addiction, fantasy is a big, big, big part of this disease because it's not the reality of what happens. It is the fantasy of what happens. And so people with sex and love addiction, oftentimes they're imagining what it might mean to be in a relationship with this person. They are imagining what it might mean or how it might feel to be in love or to be swept away in some type of romance, right? Or swept away in some type of crisis even. But it's very important to understand that the fantasy is part of the addiction. It's very similar to what happens when people are cruising or looking for a prostitute to act out with or looking for anonymous sex. It's the fantasy of what it is going to be like when they engage in the addictive behavior. And the reality is that absolutely nothing happens in that behavior outside of anxiety and toxic shame. Okay? So the fantasy is as much of an addictive element as the actual behavior itself. Okay? We talked about in previous, you know, interviews, it's like it's not about the orgasm. It's about the preoccupation. It's about the fantasy. It's, you know, desire dysfunction. Okay? So just understanding that this is what gets those chemical cocktails going that inevitably leads an active addiction to a behavior that is going to soothe that very temporarily for the person. And then it just leads to horrible, horrible toxic shame. All right. So the fantasy that Fs you up, because it does. The fantasy for a lot of people, it's not the acting out behavior that Fs you up. That actually just gets you closer to consequences, which consequences are required for recovery. So I'm fine with the consequences. But the fantasy is what we have to poison. We have to poison that fantasy that is nowhere near the reality. Because in reality, it's just shame and consequence. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Fantasy is also a part of courtship disorder. That's just part of it. Let's walk through courtship disorders and some of the dimensions of it. So you can have an unhealthy attraction or a dysfunctional attraction to another human being. So it's like you don't really understand, because you're disconnected from your sexual self, what or whom you are attracted to or why that attraction is there. So understanding attraction, okay? Where does it come from? Where does it come from inside of you that you see something as attractive? For a lot of people, because they've been looking at pornography or they've been acting out sexually or because of childhood trauma, the things that they are finding attractive are not in direct alignment with their authentic selves. So attraction, we've got to look at that, because it can be part of a courtship disorder. If you don't understand your attraction, which is the very, very beginning elements of a relationship, you know, it's going to be hard to enter into a healthy long-term relationship. Okay. Flirtation. Flirtation can be something that people, oh my gosh, I have seen people in long-term addiction, their belief about behaviors being flirtatious, it is nothing short of aggressive, offensive, disgusting. Talk about the weebies. And for them, they're just flirting. In their mind, their belief system in active addiction is this is being flirtatious. In reality, for a healthy human being who is not wired for sexual addiction, they are appalled, disgusted, and offended. Okay, so this is part of a courtship disorder. It's going to be very hard to court somebody for a lasting, romantic, and caring and intimate relationship if this is the way you're getting started. Okay, so part of a courtship disorder.
Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.
Demonstration is another one. Romance is another. What people feel like is romantic, which means wooing somebody, romancing them. In addiction, it does not look like romance at all. In addiction, it can look like a violation. In addiction, it can look like objectification. In addiction, it looks like pawing at somebody, not romancing somebody. Okay. And so again, this can be part of a courtship disorder. And if the long-term goal is to have a healthy, romantic, and lasting partnership, this is going to be a massive interference. And I hear it in couples therapy all of the time. The recovering addict or the active addict, they feel like they're being romantic. They feel like they're initiating sex. They feel like, you know, they're doing something positive. And the partner feels gross, sick to their stomach, disgusted, put off, and turned way off. So you can see the problems here, right? You've got one part of a coupleship feeling like, gosh, you know, I am trying to engage sexually and the other person literally wants to go throw up. This is a courtship disorder. This is problematic, okay? In early relationships or even long-term relationships, okay? So it's very important to understand what romance is, okay? Which also goes into desire, all right? So what do you desire? Truthfully, what authentically and genuinely do you desire? Do you find not just attractive, but sexy? But what do you long for when it comes to intimacy, connection, and sexual behavior, and sexual play, and sexual intercourse? And, you know, all of that. It's so important that you understand your authentic self and what you truly desire. Because people get very confused and they wind up in this very polarized state. You know, some people call it the Madonna and the whore, right? But it's a very polarized state of what they find attractive or unattractive, okay? What they'll do with their wife and what they won't do with their wife. What they'll do with a prostitute and what they won't do with a prostitute. Does that make sense? So it's very important to understand and have your authentic self online so that you know what you truly desire, what you want, what you crave, what you're attracted to. All right. Touching is another thing. Understanding the physical touch, what you like to give, what you like to receive. Okay. And making sure that your partner is cool with that, making sure they're good with that, making sure they enjoy it and that they receive it well. So communication is a big thing that breaks down as a result of sexual addiction. You're not communicating. You're not talking. You're not caring. You're not even interested in what the other person wants or desires. Foreplay is another one. Okay. Foreplay is a big, big breakdown. Because if you don't know your authentic attraction, if you don't know your authentic desire, if you don't know authentic romance, if you don't know authentic intimacy, care, and concern, if you're not able or willing to hold space for another human being, if you don't have access to empathy and concern, how in the world are you going to be good at foreplay? You can't. You can't be any good at foreplay, all right? Because it means that you truly understand giving and receiving, give and take, connection, concern, intimacy, vulnerability, communication. All of this is critical in relationship. So you can understand how in sexual compulsivity, it is definitely going to cause courtship disorders and for those disorders to take place in the relationship, in the committed partnership, in the marriage, right? So please, understanding that active sexual addiction leads to every single one of these courtship disorders, okay? And whether you see it or know it or recognize it or not, whether you can put your finger on it, if these things are happening in your relationship, you really do need to look at what is a potential behavioral addiction or sexual compulsivity or pornography addiction that might be contributing to this, okay? So please understand, the fantasy is not the reality. And if you are in sexual addiction, you are no longer able to connect or court or woo or hold space for a healthy relationship. And that's what you need. It's what we all crave as humans. It's what you deserve. It is your heart's desire, and we want to help take you there. So again, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this, please save it. Please like it. Please share it. Please review it. And definitely subscribe. All right, guys. Thanks so much for showing up, and we'll see you same time, same place. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.